Slaven, Luka Modric showed great calm when he scored the penalty yesterday. Could you say a few words about his calm mentality and also how you expect him to develop from now in the tournament?
Luka Modric just by himself. He's a calm player and. He's a calm player. I mean, he's very mature for his age, and he's our penalty taker because he used to take them in the last couple of years for his club Dinamo Zagreb, and I told him 3 weeks ago, and I told him even yesterday before the game that I'm expecting him to be the best player on this tournament, and he knows that I really mean it, but not to put the weight on his shoulder because he's still unbelievably young, but because of the boost that I wanna given, but I really mean it, and he is now unbelievably good player, one of the best in Europe, and he's going to be better and better in this tournament, and he's going to be better and better in his career.
Okay, I'm ready.
Samo sekundu, molim vas da malo mobitele ili da se ipak, ako sad bili smo dosta mirni kad za naše bilo, da što manje da škripljemo i da sve tamo da ga odradimo ovaj dio, se slabo čuje da malo dekoncentrira i izbornika i igrača. Izvolite.
Question to Luka. Of course you might have seen the Germany match yesterday, and they hadn't a lot of convincing moments, the part of the goals. Does that really raise your self-confidence for the next match?
Da. Pa dobro, mislim da imamo veliko samopouzdanje u toj utakmici, da ćemo ući u utakmicu tu kao i svaku drugu i vjerujem da možemo pružiti dobru partiju, da možemo se suprotstaviti Njemcima koji su jako dobra reprezentacija, dobili su jučer 2-0. Nisam gledao, moram biti iskren, utakmicu, ali bez obzira što nisu igrali, Bog zna šta, ali ipak su pobjedili 2-0 i vjerujem da bit će teška utakmica, ali vjerujem u nas i u našu ekipu i mislim da može tu napraviti dobar rezultat.
I'll try to translate. Okay, I think that we have already great confidence and we will go into that match as every other match before. So it's sure that we will play good game against Germany, which is excellent, great team. Even last night they didn't play on the highest possible level, but there is no doubt about Germany team, and we believe that we can play against them as every other.
Eine Frage auf Deutsch, ist das möglich?
Can you speak on English?
I try.
Please, be so kind.
So, to Slaven, I'm a Swiss journalist, and I would like to know what happened with Mladen Petric. He didn't play it so well. Were you surprised by his performance, or?
Mladen is very important player of our team. We had played some games in the qualification group where he lifted us when we needed that, and now the whole team around him He's got to do something to lift him up. He's a fantastic player with fantastic left foot, with great finishing. And I'm expecting a lot from him in the next games.
Thank you. Please introduce yourself before you ask a question. So you.
Hi, Slaven. I'm from ITV in London. How do you assess your team's performance against South Korea? And given what you saw, are you still very confident that Croatia could go all the way and win this tournament, even without Eduardo da Silva?
Yeah, I'm convinced. Okay, we are missing Eduardo, of course, but he's not here, and that's the end of the story about him. As I told you before the game, this game was very important for us, and it was crucial in one way. It's not only one game, we have three games, we have two games to go. And we said before the game that whatever happens, that we're going to stay. We ain't going to go high, but we ain't going to sink. I mean, yesterday, our best players were a few guys who were under big question a few days before. Brothers Kovac, they were like, for the media, big question about them. Joe Šimunić, big question. He was impressive yesterday. Olić, big question. Biggest ever. Great yesterday. So, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not losing the confidence, especially after the win. Don't forget that we have 3 points. So we ain't gonna think, we ain't gonna start doubting the quality of our team, despite the fact that we weren't good in the second half. But the fact is, we didn't play yesterday. Okay, we didn't play against Germany, but also we didn't play against San Marino. We played against the home team, strong team, the team that was leading 3-0 against Holland, the team the German knows here that should have been, who destroyed Germany 3 months ago more than they destroyed us in the first half. So, we are not happy, but only in a way, in a positive way, that we're going to find out, and we know the reasons, we know what we have to do better in next games. But it is not the story. If Austria caused us problems, what will happen against Germany? Every game is different. Every game is different.
Voilà. Rolling.
Austrian TV. Some days before the game, because Hickersberger made some secrets about his formation, his squad. You said you know everything. Nothing will surprise you. Were you yesterday surprised about the defensive formation of the Austrian teams? And second question: were you surprised about the good performance of Austria in the second half?
No, I wasn't surprised. With the formation, I said 3 days ago or a week ago, when we didn't know their formation because he was changing, I said that it's not important which players are playing, or it's not important which formation they are playing, but the way they play is the same, and it was the same yesterday. If you pressure them high, and if you don't let them come to you, and if you stop making crazy fouls, and if you stop give the ball away too early, you can control the game. You can control the game, not easy, but you can control it. And we have done it in the first 35 minutes when we started to give the ball away too easy and too early in dangerous areas, when we gave them few set pieces, and when we let them come to us. Of course they're dangerous, but we knew that before the game. So I wasn't surprised. And I really count on them. And I think they're going to cause big time problems in this group, and they can still qualify. If they play like yesterday, and I'm sure they're going to play like yesterday, they have every chance to qualify. And I wish them luck, of course.
Hello.
My name is Smith, German TV ARD. One question to the coach, please. Do you expect any advantage that a lot of your players know the German Bundesliga? Or is it maybe a disadvantage that especially your two strikers are well known in Germany?
Well, you have answered the question right now. It is advantage and it is disadvantage. Our players, they know Mertesacker. I don't know if Robert Kovac is marking Klose, okay, then Robert Kovac knows everything about Klose, but Klose knows everything about Kovac, so it is advantage and it is disadvantage. But in today's football, I mean, you don't have to play in the same league with the opponent to know everything about him.
English term, it's just a question for the manager. You're developing a reputation as one of the most exciting, best young coaches in Europe. You recently signed an extended contract with Croatia. Do you have ambitions beyond the national team?
Yeah, I have, but it's not the right time to talk about that. All that I can say that, I mean, the best proof of my and my staff of our belief in those guys and in our team is the extension of the contract. If we didn't believe, we would go straight away somewhere. But we believe that we have a good team. Not that we believe, we know we have a good team, and we can be only better.
In comparison to yesterday, what does your team have to improve to stand or even to beat Germany?
You know, football is such a game that we can play worse than yesterday and beat Germany. But of course, we have to raise our game in every aspect. We have to. I would be happy if we stay consistent in a game against Germany like we were yesterday in almost the whole first half. I think it was really a good performance from us.
Thank you. Okay, we will do two more questions. So if somebody want to ask something, Steve Atletic or Luka Modric, and we have one question here.
Chris Bergway, 2008.com. In the lead up to this tournament, your team is well set, everyone knew what it was. Are you now thinking about changes and maybe formation changes, player changes?
No, we have a standard team, and like any other team, here, I mean, all the managers have come here with 23 players, and they are all here to play. Some of them have more chances, some of them have less chances. But we're going to use the players who play for us in our qualification group, in our games, and we're going to use the system that we used already. So there ain't gonna be nothing new, like changes in that way.
What last question? Yes, go ahead.
Stipe, in Germany there's been a lot of discussion about the new ball for this Euro. What was your experience yesterday?
It was good, I think. I said day before the game that I already used to on that ball because we have been training for 3 weeks with that ball, so the balls were really good. They are fast, but they are flying. Sometimes maybe a little bit bouncing, but yesterday was pretty okay with the balls, and I didn't have any problems.
Okay, thank you very much. Hvala svima. Dosta smo se zadržali skoro 40 i više, skoro 50 minuta. Puno vam hvala na svemu i ja sam vam dostupan na mobitelu pa me zovite. Thank you for everything. You have my mobile, so call me if you want something.